that. You know, nobody comes out of Auckland with an easy win, and it's simple as that. I remember coming here a few years ago with Cavan, and it was the same sort of, like, I mean, they are proud football people, and they do put everything on the line for them, they put their bodies on the line, but fair play to our lads in the second half to stood up.
Obviously, it was a game, I suppose, under the heavy underfoot conditions. The panel was tested, you picked up a couple of injuries, but the guys that came off the bench made a difference as well.
Yeah, well, that's what it's about. You know, it's a cliche to say that it's no longer a 15-man game, and that is the way it is. You know what I mean? And to be fair, the lads have been working hard. There's not the lads there to come in yet. And, you know, I think that's good for Leitrim going forward.
Scored again 116 today, great effort by the forwards, some wonderful scores got there, and defensively again, I suppose every man put in a great shift there.
Yeah, well, it's all about work rate. At the end of the day, the modern sport is all about how hard you're going to work. It doesn't matter, you have Ryan here and lads like that who have lots of talent, but if they don't put work to that, it doesn't work out for them anymore. And to be fair, these lads are willing to work.
Tell me now, what the one more round to go before there's the break, and obviously that game against Antrim back in at Vancouver Park, Sean McDermott, it's probably, again, a cliche, it's one game at a time, but at the same time, it's great to be in a position, two wins from two.
Yeah, well, you just said it exactly. We just, you know, look to the next game, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we have to get out and we have to win that. We are quite capable of doing that, but we have to step up. Our first half probably, both sound as well, we are probably up to the mark where it should have been, and we'll have to improve on that next week.
Terry, well done, and thanks as always for talking to us. Ryan, congratulations. First and foremost, last week you stole all the headlines. You had a wonderful performance, 2-7. You're always going to be a marked man in here today, but you chipped in with a vital goal just when it was needed.
Yeah, thank God. Now, yeah, Gary kicked the ball across and just happened to get my toe to it now, just about a yard out now. But yeah, just relieved with the win now. The 2 points is what we're looking for. So
it was a game really that everything, it ebbed and flowed. It was going from one side to the other, and at that stage Wicklow had just gone into the lead, so it was great to come back and get that goal. That gave the team great impetus to go on and win the match.
It was, yeah, and I thought the 6-7 minutes before half time was crucial. Now we got, because we were a couple of points down, and that got us back into the game, and we were only a point down, so, you know, we weren't feeling like we could have been worse at half time, you know, because they were probably more, they brought more intensity to it in the first half than us, so we were in the game at half time, and that left us with just work to do in the second half, and then thankfully that last 10 minute period we've done the same again. So
our commentary position, Ryan, was just over the far side of the field, opposite the stand, but you know, I could clearly hear it over there, the chance of Leitrim going out from the stand side. What was that like to be down in Aucrim to hear that Leitrim support? I suppose there's momentum gathering there.
Yeah, it's brilliant now, yeah. Geez, in fairness, the support has travelled down. It's a good spin down to Aucrim now, and hopefully next week now it brings another big crowd to Carrick. It'll be another crucial game, so, yeah.
Yeah, it's great to be in a position, two games played, as I mentioned there to Terry, two wins got, but I know everybody, you're a fairly settled bunch, the feet are on the ground, you know that Antrim are going to come into the game with a health risk as well, so everybody will be fully focused now on that.
Oh yeah, no, nobody will be getting carried away with themselves now, it's only two games, you know, we're still the first weekend in February, you know, so everybody will keep the feet firmly on the ground now, and we'll push on now, we'll try and keep winning. So.
I don't know, Ryan, you have to be pleased with your own performances so far, but I'm sure you're the first that's going to admit as well it's a collective effort. The team is working very well together.
Oh, 100%, yeah. There was, like, Wicklow, in fairness, I thought we were well organised there, and, you know, it was, there was spaces open up for the different players at different times. So, you know, it's up to every man to own up to their responsibility. You know, there's no individuals or anything. So, collectively now, we show great spirit and great heart there, and it was a collective effort now, in fairness, today.